Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and just click Submit Strawberry Letter. And you never know, we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to do this one right here, right now. This one could be yours.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he won't honor my husband's memory. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 47-year-old woman, and I've been dating my soulmate for the past 8 years. We cannot be more perfect for each other, and we have blended our children and lives together in preparation for marriage. I have 2 children from my husband who died 10 years ago. He has 1 daughter from a previous relationship. He's 49 and has never been married, so he can't wait for us to make it official. There's one thing that's holding us back. He wants me to erase my husband's memory from my mind. I have a family picture in my living room on a bookshelf. He says it's not appropriate for it to be there if he moves in with me. He also doesn't like that my son, who's 21, kept a good amount of his dad's clothes and his coats to feel close to him. My boyfriend thinks all memories should be erased. My daughter is 17, and for her 18th birthday, I plan to give her my diamond wedding ring from her father, along with a few other trinkets I was holding on to. I sent the jewelry to be cleaned, and my boyfriend picked it up for me. He found out what the items were, and he had a fit, saying I keep holding on to memorabilia from a man that's long gone. My heart was broken because the man I'm with now is my everything. But he's stressing out about a man that poses no threat to him or our relationship. I have suggested we start fresh with a new home, but my home has acreage, a pool, and it's on a lake, so he doesn't want to sell my home. He's really upset now because my former sister-in-law came to town and stayed with me for 2 days so she could spend time with my children. He hasn't spoken to me in a week, and I can't live like this. What am I doing that's so wrong? Funny you should ask that. What are you doing so wrong? My response to that is about to marry him. That's what you're doing wrong. And I'm asking you, please don't do it. I think this man is immature. This man is controlling. This man is just mean. I mean, you said it best. Why is he so threatened by a man who's been dead for 10 years? And why should you forget the father of your children and the man you shared so much else with? If your new man wanted to erase your ex's memories altogether, why doesn't he, like you suggested, put you in a brand new house? I'm still trying to figure out exactly what he does bring to the table and what's so great about this guy, other than him being jealous of a dead man. So, I don't know. I don't think he's your soulmate. I don't think a soulmate would bully you into erasing memories of your late husband. And you guys are not, like you said in this letter, perfect for each other. You're not. Every line in the letter proves that. You know, I please take a good hard look at this man and remember, you know what? He doesn't have to honor your husband's memory. He doesn't. But he should absolutely be respectful of the fact and respect the fact that you honor your husband's memory and your kids honor his memory. I mean, it's not like you have an urn in the bedroom on the headboard or anything, you know, with your husband's dead ashes. I just think that any decent human being wouldn't have a problem with the fact that you remember your late husband in some way. It's okay, and it's quite normal. You know, for him to be scared of a dead man that can't do anything, that's what's not right. So I just say, please don't waste any more of your time with this guy. Steve?
Girl, give me this letter. Let me talk to this lady. See, listen to me. He won't honor my husband's memory. He ain't got to. He don't know him. Now, there are some things he's doing in the letter that I agree with, and there's some things he's doing in the letter that I disagree with. All right, so now let's start. I'm a 47-year-old woman, and I've been dating my soulmate for the past 8 years. Okay, if he's your soulmate, if this is your soulmate, who was the other dude? Talking about the dead dude now. Because this is your soulmate. Who was the other man? Okay, so now let's just start with that information. We could not be more perfect for each other. We blended our family lives together in preparation for marriage. I got 2 children from my husband who died 10 years ago. He's 1 daughter from a previous relationship. Now, your guy is 49, never been married, so he can't wait for us to make it official. That's one thing that's holding us back. He wants me to erase my husband's memory from my mind. But let's talk about this for a minute. I have a family picture in my living room on a bookshelf. He says it's not appropriate for him to be there if he moves in with me. That's true. I mean, why won't watch your dead ass ex-husband? I'm not finna walk past the living room, cut TV on, he over there. Every time I look over there, there y'all are in the family photo. Ain't no man finna do that. So he's absolutely right about wanting the photo removed. And you got to understand, this man ain't moving to this house with this mess right here. Got this damn picture of this dead dude up here. So I agree with him right there. He doesn't like that my son, who's 21, kept an amount of my dad's clothes in his coat to feel close to him. My boyfriend thinks all memories should be erased. And my daughter's 17. Okay, first of all, let's deal with the son keeping his dad's clothes. Okay, now he wrong for that.
Hold that thought, Steve.
It was still his father.
Hold that thought. All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, crazy. He won't honor my husband's memory. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or... Get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off, no dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next-generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he won't honor my husband's memory.
And based on that title, he don't have to. So there are a couple of things in this letter I agree with him, but it's some things I don't agree, and I'll have a solution for you at the end. 47-year-old lady been dating her soulmate for 8 years. Now, if this is her soulmate that she been dating, the dead husband obviously was not it, okay? So let's just deal with that. So your new soulmate is here. And y'all got a blended family y'all trying to put together. And he wants to make it official because he's never been married. But the only thing holding you back is he wants to erase my husband's memory from my mind. Okay, and you don't, obviously. I have a family picture in my living room on a bookshelf. He says it's not appropriate for it to be there if he moves in with me. That's a true statement. Don't nobody want to do that. How would you like it if he had an ex-wife of his picture up in the house and you moved in there with him? Don't nobody like that. What's the picture for? And he dead. If he live, it'd be worse, but he dead. Let's come on now. I'm finna walk past this every damn day in my house. I'm finna go in here and watch SportsCenter. Now, Clarence sitting up there just looking on. And he can't watch SportsCenter. He's dead. He not my friend. Now, he doesn't like that your son, who's 21, kept a good amount of his dad's clothes and coats to feel close to him. the boy should. It was his father. The boy died. The boy, he 21. That means he died. He was 11 years old. That little boy, that was his father. That's all he knew. He got to leave that part alone. It's still his father. Now, my daughter is 17, and for her 18th birthday, I plan to give her my diamond wedding ring from her father, along with a few other trinkets. I don't know who wants this. What do the 18-year-old girl want with your damn wedding ring? I don't know what that's for. What she want that for? I don't know, but I guess you made it up. Anyway, I was holding on to that. You've been holding on. You keep holding on to stuff, and your new soulmate, for him to be your soulmate, you keep holding on to stuff. See, now you wrong right here. I sent the jewelry to be cleaned, and my boyfriend picked it up for me. He found out what the items were, and he had a fit, saying I kept holding on to memorabilia from a man that's long gone. And that's true. You can't say this man is your soulmate, and you holding on to the wedding ring you got from a dead dude that died 10 years ago. Man, lady, you got to let this go. My heart was broken because the man I'm with now is my everything. Well, if he's your everything, now both of them can't be everything. This your new everything. You got to let your was everything go. Got to let his ass go. He gone. A lot of people can't drive their car because they keep looking in the rearview mirror. You have a windshield to look out of. That's your future with your new man. You're bringing some of this on yourself. Now, he wrong about the son, but that's all I can see him wrong for. He a little upset about the daughter, but the daughter part is on you because you're trying to give your daughter for her 18th birthday that little ragged-ass ring. She probably ain't even asked for it. You thought it was a good-ass idea when you should. I called it a ragged-ass ring because that's what the soulmate is calling it. Y'all can take you. Close your mouths on the Zoom like you can't believe I said it. I told you in 2022 what I was doing.
Pointed.
Close your mouth. The little girl ain't asking this little ragged-ass ring. You thought it would be good to give it to her because your father gave it to me on my wedding day. Now, he done went out there to pick it up like a fool. I'd have lost it.
Oh, gosh. A
diamond? Fell down the sewer when I made a left turn on the car and fell out the window.
You're crazy.
Now, my heart was broke because the man I'm with now is my everything, but he's stressing about a man that poses no threat to him or our relationship. But he's in it, though. I have suggested we start fresh. Now, here's the part where I suggested we start fresh with a new home, but my home has acreage, a pool, and it's on the lake. So he don't want to sell my home. Oh, okay. So he wants the assets, but he don't want the ass that's set there. Huh?
Come on.
See how I did that?
Yeah, I love it.
That's damn what I just said. He wants the assets, but he don't want the ass that's set there. So now, that's really weird. All of a sudden, he'll take the assets that the man created, the acreage, the land, the pool, the equity in the house, but he don't want nothing else. That's odd. He's really upset now because my former sister-in-law came to town and stayed with me for 2 days so she could spend time with our children. Now, come on, dog. You got that don't mean her relationship with her sister is gone. He hasn't spoken to me in a week, and I can't live like this. What am I doing that's so wrong? All right. If he can be accepting of the house, he going to have to be accepting of the coat and the clothes that the boy kept. He going to have to be accepting of the fact that you're going to give the ring to the daughter because there was still their father, and they loved him greatly, and he was obviously a great father, so he's got to do that. That he can't love the assets and the house and all this here, but hate everything else. So I see right now, so he loves anything that he can benefit from, but anything that he can't benefit from, he got a problem with. So that he can benefit from the house. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? That's the problem. Y'all need therapy. Pick the hell of a soulmate, though, I tell you what. But you better get all these dead-ass pictures and get these rings up out this house. We burn the coats up in here.
Uh-uh.
But we're going to keep this pool in this land in this house.
Yeah. Let him go.
That
all
ain't right.
You guys can leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Instagram on Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly Shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.